Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Miss the Two Fat Lattes on air? Now's your chance to catch up with another Two Fat Lattes podcast brought to you by Big Mouth Media and Joy 94.9.
It's latte and it's radiothon.
It sure is. How are you going?
I'm very well. I think I'm getting ready to...
Are you?
Ready to root for the team.
Oh, thank God you said that last bit.
You know who's...
Are you feeling better this week?
I'm feeling much
better. We were poorly last week.
Thank heavens. Can we just say thank heavens to the person that invented antibiotics?
Yes.
Love them to
death. Forgot his name.
And a big thank you to
Mr.
Steve Toms.
Yes, huge thank you.
You know why?
Why?
Because now we're going to sound really butch.
And he filled in for us last week at short notice.
He's a huge filler.
We love him.
We love filling.
It is Radiothon, everybody. 1-300-JOY-949.
Get your wallets out, you tired asses.
We'll cross to Latte Central very soon.
Selma Hayek.
Oh, what about
her? Did you see what happened to Selma?
What happened to her?
Oh, that girl. She was in an interview. Whilst in the interview, a snake popped out. And she freaked out.
She did freak.
She jumped up on those fold. She was, you know, those fold-up director's chairs.
Yes.
She squealed and screamed, and in high heel shoes, she balanced on the arm of a director's chair.
That's bloody good.
Because a snake popped out.
Someone said that was her best performance ever.
It was her best performance, and she did it without a flash of knickers. Can you believe
That's
it?
That's true. Did she have a pant on? Or was it
a
dress?
She had a skirt.
Oh, that's
she
bloody good.
She was really good. I was very impressed. I almost thought it was you.
Why me?
Because you squeal at the sight of a big snake. But I thought, honey, come on. We've all done it. We've all had a gasp when we've seen a big one, haven't we?
We have,
but
yeah.
we don't go to that extreme. We don't squeal, do we?
She really squealed.
She's no rainbow. I just wasn't sure if I was just a bit concerned about my gear. Oh.
Oh my God. Somebody get on here, please.
No.
It's okay.
Not going to come up here.
Somebody do something.
It's not going to come up here.
No.
Oh, shut up. It's...
Oh my God.
I popped it out to show her. It's like a python, but it's a bit more like a boa.
A feather boa.
So I had to, anyway, I had to zip back up again. Oh, did you zip it back up again? That sounded like a fart. My pants don't have Velcro. Someone was sending me a message saying that they're having a little bit of trouble streaming.
Are they?
There's some problem with the streaming. So maybe he contacted his friend and his friend's also streaming and they can't get through. I think our cable's blocked. Oh. Is that how it works?
Must be all the people trying to tune in.
Our dish must be lexed.
Hexed?
No, lexed, like dish lex. I've got some messages. A shout out to Damien from Windsor. Damien renewed his membership tonight, and he's also purchased a t-shirt.
Good on Damien.
Good on Damien. There's a message from Mark to Poppet. He says your fabulous Lexus is quite beige. I think he's driving his friend's Lexus. He says Mark will be it says there's a little message here. Mark's going to be calling back because he was in the car driving and has to get his credit card out.
Right.
So good on you. If you're driving that beige Lexus, pull over now and flop that credit card out.
Any other people that have joined up this evening,
oh,
Benny?
Oh, yes, Frank. Numerous. Campbell and John are renewing a family members as family members and they love the lattes.
Good on you.
So and thank you, Campbell and
88
John.
$88 for a family membership.
88. Two fat ladies.
That's right.
Two fat lattes, 88.
And 22, two ducks swimming for under 18s.
two ducks swimming under 18s?
Yes.
Oh.
22.
Like, oh, right. Not, they weren't swimming under the
You didn't go to bingo, did you?
Oh, no.
No.
You know what's worse than bingo?
What?
Going to Hey Hey It's Saturday.
Can we talk about that later? Because we're going to cross to the phone room.
Oh,
Benny.
Yes, let's cross to. Let's talk. Okay, talking about beige. Hello.
How can I follow that up? That is very unbeige.
Hello, Nigel, in the phone room.
How are you?
Oh, look at this.
Oh, who's blowing your trumpet?
Oh, look, I've got lots of friends in here. We've got lots of people in the phone room tonight.
What are those things called that you blow?
Horns?
Are you blowing? Who blew your horn?
There's this guy in a red T-shirt here. You know him well.
He's your producer.
Producer Paul, are you out there too?
Yeah, so he's coming in. Did you want to say something, Paul, to them?
Call now because I'm getting kind of lonely.
That sounds like Channel 9.
How can you be lonely out here? There's about three or four people in the phone room. Can you hear them?
Oh, it's just like it's just like room. The Easter Sunday appeal.
Where's Jeannie Little?
Is somewhere. She's under the table
Who's
with
the
Steve.
Chick that does high kicks? Jackie Love.
No, wasn't that Jackie Weaver?
No, she made baskets.
Oh, that's what it was. Okay.
Did you hear that phone? It's in meltdown. It's like selling tickets to a Gaga concert.
It is.
Going off.
You're going to talk about Hey Hey. We went to that. We got... Our lovely producer.
Love it. Producer Paul went out tickets. Of his way to go and get tickets.
He did.
And you know what? I have to applaud that.
Yes.
Because I think that's fabulous. You know, when a friend just pops out, not they didn't pop it out, but like when they just surprise you, but not popping it out.
Yes,
like they just
surprise you. Keep Benny.
With
Move
tickets,
on.
With a freebie.
Yes.
You know, so we went along and I got a little bit worried when Paul started threatening to buy plucker ducks and stuff like that. And I thought, he's actually enjoying this. So maybe I should look like I'm enjoying it too. Oh, Stick him on. The lovely Paul, producer Paul.
I actually ended up buying a plucker duck.
What did you get?
Did you buy plucker duck?
I did, because I have all these plush toys at home, and that's one of them now. And
Please love plucker. Do not bring up your toys at this stage.
I won't bring anything up if you're lucky. But I bought a Hey Hey It's Saturday mug too. Isn't that sad?
Oh. Did you?
And I drank out of it this morning for breakfast.
Not Nescafe.
Oh, no, it was only 42 beans, so, you know, it's okay.
Was it instant coffee?
Yeah, it was not quite right.
But not only did Daryl talk over the 9:30 cutoff.
They always go over, don't they?
It was 9:45. I'm like, I need to go home now.
How small was the studio?
Oh, it was miniature.
Tiny.
Lots of people in it.
And there was a guy about two rows behind us. I don't know if you guys remember, but he was like...
I know.
Oh, was he really having a ball?
Listen, can I give some glamour advice or like glitter advice? Mm. And there may be some stray beige listening to our show, because I suspect, I don't need to say this to any rainbows listening, because they are always well groomed, well presented, you know, even the Lezos sometimes. But if you're out in public, if you're going to go to a studio audience, wash your bum crack. For God's sake, someone in one of those polyester tracksuits had the moistest bum crack, and it made me sick.
Is that what was dripping?
I was like...
It was a bit on the nose.
Maybe you're excited. Not the go.
You know Captain Picard, I know you're a big star.
I love Catherine...
Catherine.
That's Janeway.
Captain Picard.
I can't speak.
You can't. It's the mention of his name gets you all hot.
I know. And his favourite.
You're a bit of a Trekkie, Benny.
He has a massive favourite.
And I understand that he was knighted by the Queen last week. Did you know that?
No.
Was
he down on his knee?
Touched.
He copped it on the shoulder.
He did. And you know what for?
What for?
For his 50-year career in movies, TV and theatre.
Oh, he's lovely. I love a bold man.
And you know, he had 16 years with the Royal Shakespeare Company as well. And the Queen's a huge fan, so
are we going to link up with Windsor?
I've got Windsor on the line.
We've got Windsor Castle on. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, stop blowing it.
I'm celebrating Radiothon.
I see, it's even got to England.
Happy birthday, by the way, Miss Queen.
Yes, thank you very much. But remember, when you pay for Radiothon, you're paying for me.
We pay a lot of queens, don't we? Well, no, a lot of queens pay us.
Yes, well, not me.
You had a go at Patrick Swayze.
She
not Swayze.
Did.
Patrick.
Stewart.
Stewart.
Yes, why'd you silly nincompoop?
And I'm such a big Star Trek fan as well.
Yes, well, you see, I got it out and I placed it on his shoulders. You know, it was quite heavy.
He's a very strong man. I'm sure he was able to take it.
No, I'm talking about my boobs.
Are you a huge fan of his work? I know you love him.
I'm such a big fan, I'm going to blow. Hang on. No, but, you know, I thought his Liz. X-Men movies were marvellous. Well, the first two, the third one was a piece of shit.
Oh, Lizzie. Hey, listen, you were at a party the other night. I saw you at a very important function, and you had slobber all down the side of your dress.
Oh, must have been one of the corgis. Did I have my knickers on?
Yeah. No, someone apparently dropped a souffle on you.
Oh, look, I don't remember those things. I was drunk. I was pissed. look, I've got important things to do, so all I have to say is nanu nanu.
Nanu nanu?
Wrong space show.
Oh, sorry. But for my birthday on Monday, don't forget, I want a pony.
Can't have one.
I want a pony!
Oh, bye, Liz.
Quinn, she's going to... Don't blow again. She's going
off. Oh, she's even hung up on us.
Oh, how dare she? Did anyone notice on Star Trek that there was no toilet?
What do you mean? Didn't they wee?
I don't know.
Is that what you're telling me?
I know they had a sonic shower. Like you used to go into a little shower and they used to press a button and they would get bombarded like with lots of sound waves and it would like shake the dirt off.
Really?
Yes, but they never had like an actual water shower.
Trust you to notice something like that.
But they never had a toilet. And I think... When someone was ready to go, they used to go to the transporter room and have it transported out into space.
Well, I mean... Oh, that sounds like wrong choice.
I thought that was a drum roll. I thought it was a drum roll.
That's a loud toilet.
That was a very long toilet. Wasn't it?
It's swallowing up some heavy stuff.
That was a scary toilet.
Now, it is the Homo Helpline,
Benny. Homo Helpline.
We did get a handwritten letter this week.
We've got a hand-rolled Cuban from Royce.
But it's not a Homo Helpline, is it?
It's not really a Homo Helpline. Royce was at a doctor's surgery and happened to pick up a Women's Weekly from 1962. From May 1962.
What doctor's surgery has a 1962
I suspect, because Royce is from East Keilor. So I suspect one of the doctor's surgeries in East Keilor, East Keilor, had...
Not a lot of visitors.
No. He's highlighted. There's all these... There's photocopied pages. There's all his handwritten notes. Royce, you are amazing. But he wanted me to read this one out, this Homo Helpline from 1962. From almost 40 years ago,
yep.
40. This Homo Helpline comes from the past. It says, hello, I'm a young country girl, recently come to live in Sydney and would love advice about my gloves and shoes. Should I wear gloves at parties? And what colour gloves are best for day wear? So far, it's only been necessary for me to wear white shoes. Are black satin shoes correct for day wear?
And what was there an answer to that?
Well, the answer, someone's written, well, this is not from us.
No.
Because we would say, look, kick your shoes off, get some thongs happening, but not in 1962.
That's
she would
right.
have been laughed. She would have been like that girl at the races with the miniskirt.
Oh, Twiggy. You're talking about when she wore it too short.
Jane Seymour. Shrimp. Throw a shrimp on the barbie. That's her. Shrimpton.
Yes. She wasn't.
Was that her name or she just smelt like one? Now, they reckon that apparently beige is the in colour.
In 1962.
Beige.
It would have been beige.
Yes. So Royce was having a field day highlighting and writing notes.
He has put a lot of notes on that.
He is one of the rainbow operatives that we need to.
Seeing
it's the Queen's birthday, we should get Royce in and we should put something on his shoulder and flop it onto the other shoulder and in a ceremonial sort of moment and make him a knight of the latte table. What do you think?
Yeah, why not? I think it's fabulous.
Anyone who can find lined paper and a biro deserves something on his shoulder.
That's gorgeous.
It does.
It's effort.
We need to.
It smacks of effort.
It does smack of effort and we smack for less.
Now we're going to check in with the phone room.
Oh, and do we have a special guest in the phone room?
Well, I think we might.
I think we do.
Hello, who's that? Nigel?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good on you. How are you?
Good, good. Am I your special guest
tonight? No, the special guest I think should be there, shouldn't they?
Sorry, it's all happening in here. We've got the phones going off as we speak. We've got Cam, Andrew, Steve, and a special guest has just arrived. Oh my goodness, who's this?
Hello.
Who are you?
Who's that?
Don't you know who I am?
No. I've never met you before.
Is she attacking you?
I'm working in the phone room, Frank.
Yeah, I can hear you. Wow. Can you hear me?
Who's this?
Who do I look like?
I don't know.
I'm bloody Lewitis. I'm choking on a foreskin of red skin.
Have they got you full of lollies in there?
Oh, we've got lots of minties in here. What all have the you given? Are working very hard.
my mum said if a man gives me a lolly, I shouldn't take it.
Oh, okay. That's why I shouldn't have given you a lolly, I suppose.
So, how are the phones going? Are they ringing wildly?
No, not enough at the moment.
Not enough?
They went quite well right up until 8 o'clock, but they're quietened down now. So, we need more calls on 1300-JOY-949. We've got Cam, Andrew, Steve and myself, Nigel, here taking all the calls.
Maybe get Lord Des on the
Lord
phone.
And Lord Des, I'm ready to take it.
I think you should take it.
I'm ready to take it if anyone wants to talk.
So Lord Ez is there to answer your calls. So give us a call now and renew or join up for the first time and support Joy. Choose Joy is the name.
Can we play Truth or Dare?
Why not? Do you want to try? All right, ask me something.
I think I might play a song. Thanks, Nigel. Song?
Is it true what they say?
What about what?
I don't know. I can't think. Don't make me think on the spot.
There is a Homo helpline. We've got one in, a docking one from someone who's docking in with us all the way from North Berwick.
Berwick. Is it Berwick or?
Berwick.
Well, I guess if you're in Scotland, how would you call, would you say Berwick still?
You just say, ugh.
Or would you say Berwick?
Berwick. It's Scotland. From Douglas, and Douglas says, this is Munich docking in from North Berwick.
Scotland.
In Scotland, where we are visiting my parents to make all our civil partnership arrangements for August. Finally managed to get Joy through the internet radio through web streaming. Seems it was down, but now it's not. Peter is eating a snot block.
Nice.
Lovely. Can you pass on a big hello to my sister Laura, who will also be listening, and Brian, who's also listening to Joy from a boat out in the North Sea.
Wow. Is he on a rig?
Do we go out to rigs? Oh my God. What are those riggers doing early in the morning listening to us?
Listening to a latte.
Because it's early morning there, isn't it?
Yeah.
They'd be sitting in their hammock.
Can you see them listening to a camp show like ours?
Do they wear undies on those boats? I don't think they do.
So what's that got to do with us?
Oh, Frank, they're lying there listening to the lattes.
Undyless.
Sans moutonde. Their hands would be dying for a cup of tea. Do you know what I think?
What? You're getting too many visuals.
I'm getting a load of visuals. I'm thinking oil riggers. Mm. I'm thinking calloused hands.
Lots of pipes and grease.
Yeah. God, I need it.
That wasn't his Homo helpline.
Oh, that wasn't. His Homo helpline wasn't to help build a picture. So the Homo helpline is... So we are ordering our rings shortly for our civil partnership and are lost for inspiration for the inscriptions that go on the... Oh, you make me sick. You don't write on the inside.
Oh, do you write on the outside?
You've been watching too much Lord of the Rings.
What does it say in the Lord of the Rings?
Made in Taiwan. Courtesy of Gold Mart. Oh, honey.
What rainbow suggestions do you have to redeem the beigeness of wedding style bands?
If found, do not return. What? You can't.
You can't put a lot in that.
You can't write on the back.
On the inside.
On the inside.
So what would you do?
I wouldn't even do it.
So you just wear it?
No.
Without any inscription?
I would go, I'd have a naked hand.
A naked hand.
Yeah.
But they're having rings, so they need to put them somewhere.
Well, I suppose you could write something on the inside.
Wouldn't that fade after a while?
Only if you're taking it on and off. Once you put a ring on, you just leave it on, don't you? Unless you're working on an oil rig.
Well, that's right.
Then you take it off.
Well, you'd have to.
Oh.
Or you're washing dishes.
No. Oh, like in the kitchen.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
I'd be get a little wet on the inside.
Because then you might accidentally touch your Teflon.
That's true.
You don't want your ring touching Teflon.
You'll scratch it to hell.
I've never really thought about it. Isn't this weird? I've never thought.
Well, you've never been in that position.
I never thought anyone would want to give me a ring, let alone want me to write something on the back of it.
That's right.
I think I'd write something really like
your phone number, but that could change.
They would know that.
But that could change.
You could micro.
If found, return to.
You could microchip
it. City of Moreland.
City. I don't know what you're writing.
Be like a pet.
Douglas, you made me a little bit ill. Do we have a moment?
Just a moment.
Tandy wrote. She said, "Hello, lovely lattes. Big fan. Though must confess I'm beige." And
they feel the need to tell us.
They have. I don't mind people coming out as beige.
It's okay.
We are beige.
We accept.
We are beige friendly. We put our arm around the beige and try and smack them together sometimes. Because when you're beige, two beige are better than one.
Are they?
No. But there is hope at the end of the
tunnel. You're messing with my head now.
She says, "Hello, my son is turning two shortly and the only thing he wants for his birthday is lip gloss."
Oh, how beautiful.
Bless his cotton socks. Preferably in the shape of a castle.
Oh, okay.
I could not care less that he wants about his request for lip gloss, but my partner is male and half bogan and a bit suspicious. So my question is, should he care if his boy wants cosmetics over pirate swords? And if so,
no.
How can I convince him that rainbows, even very young and or very old, are truly wonderful to behold? With thanks, Tandy.
I think if he wants lip gloss, you get him lip gloss. It's a lot cheaper than a sword.
But it doesn't necessarily mean anything, does it?
Of course not. I used to wear stockings and high heels.
Don't start. You'll scare the poor lady.
No. Well, it doesn't mean anything, of course. It's just,
a
kid.
It does. Yeah, it does. Sorry, Tandy.
Oh, are you the expert here?
Yeah, I am. Unfortunately, it means he's going to be rant-raving homo. But bonus to you, because your wardrobe's about to double. That kid's going to tell you how to dress, how to do your hair. You better start washing your hair, Tandy. Because it's not
makeovers.
Because if you've got a gay son, it's not acceptable. She's going to have to start wearing bras and shoes. Those polyester track pants out the door.
That's right.
Oh, I love when you gay come into the world. Does my heart proud when an egg cracks open and there's a pink interior?
Our Hey Hey experience, we didn't finish off.
Have to finish it off?
Well, no, because I wanted to talk about the end.
Oh, the ending. Well, at the end, of course, you get to meet the cast and crew.
Who knew?
Who wanted to? Basically, who wanted to? It was forced upon us. I was ready to leave. I was gagging for KFC after. All that polyester, must have been all those chicks with the polyester track pants, that their legs rubbing together.
What happened?
Oh, well, you know, because I felt quite warm. There was a lot of poly heat going off. I looked at some of those chicks, their hairstyles, and I just wanted a dim sim. They had this really strange question and answer session.
It's not strange.
It's strange.
The questions are strange.
But the morons in the audience are like, I was on Red Faces in 1983. Do you remember me? But thank you. You know what my question was? Excuse me, does anyone know how to get out of here?
You've been listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media. Voiceovers and audio production. www.bigmouthmedia.com.au and Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.